This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 8, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says terrorists who sought to bring down a British airliner with gel-based explosives were thwarted only with more than a little luck. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, Chertoff said, quote, "I think that the plot, in terms of its intent, was looking at devastation on a scale that would have rivaled 9/11. If they had succeeded in bringing liquid explosives on 7 or 8 aircraft, there could have been thousands of lives lost and an enormous economic impact with devastating consequences for international air travel," unquote. Chertoff implied current restrictions will likely remain in place for some time to come and suggested that the inconvenience is justified. The U.S. Civil Air Patrol Board of Governors has suspended the CAP National Commander, Major General Antonio J. Pineda, for a period of up to 180 days, including prohibiting contact with any other CAP members. An investigation was conducted after allegations were made that a CAP Florida Wing member took the U.S. Air Force Air Command and Staff College tests for Pineda in 2002 and 2003. CAP senior members are allowed to enroll in Air Force professional development courses to strengthen their knowledge of the U.S. Air Force. Before becoming National Commander, Pineda held the positions of Florida Wing Commander and Southeast Region Commander for the organization. He's a retired agent of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. CAP National Headquarters will release the Board of Governors' final decision regarding Pineda when that information is available. The Rolls-Royce Trent 1000, the launch engine for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, has received its airworthiness certificate on schedule, just 18 months after the engine's first ground run. The occasion was marked on Tuesday, which in the European Convention for Dates is called 7807, with a special ceremony at Rolls-Royce in Derby in the UK, at which the European Aviation Safety Agency handed over the engine's airworthiness certificate. That clears the Trent 1000 to power the Dreamliner's first flight later this year. The Trent 1000 also received FAA certification at the same time. That makes it the first engine to be validated concurrently by ESA and the FAA under the latest regulatory procedures. Including business yet to be announced, orders have been placed for over 500 Trent 1000 engines by 15 operators and 5 leasing companies. That's approximately half the Boeing 787 customers who've made an engine decision. The Dreamliner's first flight is expected sometime before the end of September. Cessna Aircraft Company tells ANN the plane maker has reached another milestone in the development program for the latest version of the Evergreen Citation family. The Citation XLS Plus completed its first flight, lasting 90 minutes, at Rockwell Collins facility in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Cessna Citation XLS Plus program manager Kevin Steinert reports, quote, "The integration of the new Collins ProLine 21 and Pratt & Whitney's FADEC-equipped engines went smoothly, and we look forward to continuing this program on schedule," unquote. The XLS Plus is designed to travel at 440 knots true, have a range of more than 1,800 nautical miles, climb to 45,000 feet in 29 minutes, and land on runways as short as 2,700 feet at its typical landing weight. Type certification is expected in the first quarter of 2008, with first deliveries by mid-year at about $11.6 million per copy. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. DayJet secures financing for its fleet. Virgin America makes its first flight. And remembering Hal Fishman. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's the conclusion of my interview with Jay Carter, Jr. of Carter Aviation Technologies. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.